I listened to 2 and 3 yesterday.
Good. They sent you both of them, right?
Yeah.
They opened up both. Okay, good. And you've been quiet. Have you been reaching out to Doreen, or have you just been a little bit more settled down?
No. Yesterday I had a better day.
Good.
Yeah. So it kind of helped me acceptance. So I was just, you know, I accept that I'm feeling or I'm experiencing anxiety right now. It's okay. I would just say that. But I would just say that.
Well, that's good. All right. So what I want to do on this call, Pam, is really just dig into how the week was. Then we'll talk about week 2 and week 3 since you're, you know, I had them open for you, so because I know how much you've been struggling, and I taught you a little bit of acceptance last week. And you'll really understand it over the next several weeks, but I want to see first how your week has been. You said yesterday was a good day. That's a start. And then we'll go over to content in week 2, and then we'll come up with your daily regimen for this week. All right, so just first off, tell me how the week has been. You mentioned a better day yesterday. So have you watched things get a little bit better recently, or just fill me in?
Well, yesterday was better, I think, because I listened to the tapes and I kind of understood more about I accept. So I was wondering, like, accept. So I still haven't been able to sleep.
Okay, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. Just tell me, so you haven't been able to sleep. We'll get to the acceptance piece, and I'm going to talk a lot about the sleep in a minute. But I just wanted to hear how your days have been going. So tell me what was better about yesterday compared to the other days.
I think maybe because I just made myself, instead of just staying at home, I made myself get out and go. I went over to my mom's and just she just kind of turned off the TV and she kind of listened to the tapes with me. And, yeah, I just spent the day over there. And then I came home, and it usually about 3-4 o'clock, man, I just start getting pretty anxious.
But yesterday you didn't?
I didn't yesterday, no.
There's a start. That's a start.
When I went to bed, you know, the day before, my husband, he's been kind of like just rubbing my head and trying to get me to relax. Mm-hmm. And I did fall asleep start to fall asleep. And then I did fall asleep, not last night, but the night before for like 2 hours. I didn't.
Well, there's a start. Isn't that amazing? Look at that. So it started.
Yeah.
Okay,
but, and then I was up the rest of the night, but I didn't take any medication. So
good. Well, 2 hours is better than no hours, right? So that's
right.
A start. That's
and
a start. Good job. Go ahead.
So I took Benadryl last night because it at about 1:30, and it helped me to fall asleep.
Benadryl is more of an innocuous aid. You know what I mean? It's not that powerful prescription narcotic.
Yeah,
and,
my goal is not to take anything, but because my doctor said that Benadryl, you could become dependent on it, so where you have to have it to fall asleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So that's good. That's a start.
But
so we're starting. Go ahead. We're starting to make an upturn. All right.
Yes.
So go ahead. What's your question?
Do you think I should still take the Benadryl so I get some sleep, or should I try
yes.
not?
I can't ever give you medical advice. I just don't do that. But I would suggest that, I mean, Benadryl is an over-the-counter thing, right?
Yeah.
And I think whenever you're taking something over-the-counter, Pam, it's certainly, you know, it's if it's working, it's certainly safer. I believe it's safer than a powerful narcotic. So I think, why not? If it's helping you for right now to get a little bit of sleep for the next couple of weeks, then that's perfect. But I'm really encouraged from where you were last Monday, Tuesday, to where you are today, because I can even hear in your voice that you're a little calmer. Is that true or no? Do you feel a little calmer than you were last week?
Yes, and when I feel anxious, so now I'm kind of getting the concept, like, when I feel, I don't just say it, just get up and say it.
Right.
You know, but when I'm feeling it. So, like, this morning, you know, I accept that I'm experiencing anxiety right now, and it's okay. Mm-hmm. I accept that I'm experiencing fear right now, and it's okay.
Yep.
You know, wow. I accept that I'm experiencing struggle because I'm struggling with my day-to-day.
Well, you're experiencing
life.
Struggle, absolutely. So, and all right, that's good. That's a great jumping off point. So I'm proud of you. You've really jumped in. And I know how bad you were last week, and now it sounds like you're making the uptick, which is terrific. I love the fact that you've got a little sleep, and that's going to keep getting better. So what I want to do now is talk about week two. What did you learn in the week two? Well, before we do that, how's your diet for the mind been? And when I talk about diet for the mind, as a reminder, we read our vision and our microvision.
Yeah.
We use our mental filter. Like you said, Mom turned off the news. Tell Mom, Coach Mike gives her a high five. But Mom turned off the news. I love that. And then hopefully we stop Googling symptoms and Facebooking and all that stuff. So tell me how your diet for the mind has been.
You know, good. I still do read, like, I have an intercessory for prayer
mm-hmm.
on the internet, and it tells, like, what you should be praying for and what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I still do read that because I feel like I still need to, you know, be in tune with the Lord
mm-hmm.
and praying, not just like digging myself in the sand. So if I do get frightened, I still get a little anxious about going back to work. And so I'm going to the doctor next Monday. So that
okay.
still makes me a little anxious because I'm not, you know, I'm thinking.
Well, we're going to get there. So that's fear, and we're gonna work through all that. So that's
okay.
But so my question was, have you been better at the diet for the mind? Because the fear piece of, you know, the future doctor visit, that's fear. That's in a state of being, and we're going to accept that. But how's your diet for the mind been?
Yeah, I don't get on the internet at all. My husband,
go.
You know, he had my favorite person on, Mike Lindell, and I said,
I get it. I know
he's
really trying to uncover it, but I didn't watch it either. I saw some of the headlines, and I see what's going on in Afghanistan, and I'm just, you know, I really enjoyed 4 years of no war, but let's not get off track. But I love the fact that you're taking a break from that. You can dabble back in there in the future, you know, a little bit. It's like I always use the analogy, Pam, the chips at a Mexican restaurant. It's okay to have a few. It's okay to, you know, split a bowl with your husband, but when you're three bowls in, now you've eaten too much.
Yes.
And so when we're inundated with the news and all that stuff, it's too much. It's okay to be okay with the headlines and check things and be aware, but when we're inundated with it, now we're three bowls in. And so that's really good. Terrific first week. So tell me about what you picked up in the week two recordings.
Okay, so the week two recording. So you went over again about the subconscious mind.
Yep.
You know, and how... It's a hard drive, always recording device, my body, cells, emotions, stores, feels, personalities, beliefs, expectations. Your brain receives signals and sends signals. What we feed it every day is going to affect us. Resistance. Everything we feed our mind is creating the environment we live in and move around in every day. Environment, raised in parents, just state of being, which is what you, how you think, how you believe, mm-hmm. how you feel, how you act.
Yep.
Your experiences, your emotions, your feelings is the driving force of who you are.
Bingo. Wow, look at you. Good. Keep going.
Yeah, you never turn it off. So your subconscious mind, it never turns off. It's like mm-hmm. a record. Everything I take in mentally, emotionally, and physically creates patterns subconsciously.
Mm-hmm.
My state of being, creating your reality and everything in life. So I was questioning, like, my state of being. So I'm thinking I'm accepting all of this. So it's not meaning that I'm not trusting in the Lord. Correct?
Mm-hmm. But of course. You're trusting in the Lord more than ever. Because what if I, you know, from the spiritual teachings I've learned, is the Lord all loving?
Yes.
Are we supposed to have faith?
Yes.
Okay, isn't faith belief, trust,
yes.
Allowing,
yes.
Right? So we pray, but then we pray again. But everything that encompasses God, love, peace,
joy,
faith,
mm-hmm.
Courage. Courage, isn't that all acceptance?
Yes.
Yes. But see, this is the brilliant system we've been given by God, whatever the higher power, is we can't control circumstances. We can't control other people. We can't control the external. But one thing we can control is our mind.
Yeah.
And our mind is the thing that creates our experiences, our reality. So all we have to do, the kingdom is within. What does that mean? Everything we need is inside us already. We don't go to the store to buy happiness. It's already inside of us. It's available mm-hmm. to us every minute of every day.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with joy and peace, but same thing with anxiety and fear. It's our fear and lack of trust and worry that gets us away from God.
Yeah.
Okay, right? So now we're reconnecting with that source energy, with God. And the energy piece, it's not what they teach in the spiritual circles, but it's true. Science has shown us that everything here is energy. That's the only way this environment works. So if I take my arm and I grab it, it's solid. If I poke it with a pin, it's going to bleed. If I put it under a high-powered microscope, I could see right through it. So it's not solid. It's energy. It's dancing particles and waves.
Mm-hmm.
And so is everything else. So even though we don't understand it because it's not what we've been taught, it doesn't mean it's not true. So now we have to realize, there's a different way that the big guy is communicating with us. There's a different way that we're receiving these miracles from God and or the ability to experience the pleasure and the pain. It's all our gift. Does that make sense?
Yeah, his ways are higher than our ways.
Absolutely, yeah. So, and so people that have come through the program, there's a post in our client Facebook group that Vince Yount, who came through our program, Vince is a corporate client. He brought his team through the program a few months ago. And he had asked a question. He said, Mike, you know, this is really tying into my spiritual beliefs. What have other people said? So I went in the Facebook group and I posted, hey, Vince had this question. And he got about 20 responses. I'll tag you in there.
Okay.
I'll tag you in that post. And you'll like what you read there. And because so many people have come to our program, they've had those questions or those insights. And I think that would be helpful for you. So I'll find that post and tag you in there. So good. So what else did you pick up in week two?
So like you said, everything is energy is in the universe is 99.99%.
Mm-hmm.
Energy is constantly moving, open spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Pure energy, constantly attracting back to you, like attracts like thoughts, emotions, experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So the law of gravity is, you know, see every second, every minute, every hour, every day.
Yep.
But the law of vibration, you never stops working, attracting everything to our lives every day, think what we're thinking, what we're feeling, what we're acting.
Wow, you are a good student. Listen to you. That's really, Pam, this is excellent. I'm really thrilled because I'm excited that you're getting it and you're applying it and it's already coming to fruition. I love this. I'm so excited. Remember I told you there's a good chance by September 1st you're going to be ready to go back to work and you're heading there. So, all right, so that's great. So now, everything you said is true. The mind, the subconscious is a recording device. It is literally on record since, you know, you're a little girl and a little baby, and it's constantly recording and capturing the environment, especially the emotional stuff, all the emotional experiences. Emotionally good, you know, for me, Christmas mornings were always fun. Emotionally toxic, You know, other nights were not so fun when I was a child, or maybe the divorce I had, or whatever. So anything we've ever been through has been captured by our subconscious and recorded and stored. And we also, when we add emotion to it, it leaves a bigger imprint. Then when we ruminate about something, constant worry, constant stress, constant what we call resistance, but whenever we're in that space,
uh-huh,
mentally, emotionally, we're literally teaching our subconscious mind to be that. Now, our subconscious mind doesn't have an opinion, doesn't have bias, doesn't have judgment. It literally takes what we give it, and it has to. That's its job. So it's literally shaped and conditioned by our life, by our environment, by our experiences, and then we become who we are. Everything on the good. Pam's a spiritual woman. She's a solid person. She's a hard worker. She is a good wife, all those wonderful qualities that make Pam who she is, that's all a byproduct of who you've been, what you've been through, but also the stuff that you're struggling with, the anxiety, the lack of sleep, the fear, the overwhelm. That's a byproduct of your experiences too, whether they were from when you were 4 years old or 40 years old, doesn't matter. The subconscious mind just takes it all in and becomes what you feed it. Okay,
yes.
So if I took Pam and raised her in England, you would probably speak. I just had a call with somebody from England this morning on a Zoom call, one of our copywriters, and she's got a British accent. And when she's writing copy, sometimes I have to say, hey, that's the Queen's English. We speak a little differently over here, and she'll laugh and because she speaks differently. She's got the accent, and she speaks like that. And she'll use the term like, we say we can get you healthy within 8 weeks. She says, we'll get you healthy with 8 weeks' time. And I said, time is an English word. So, but she's a byproduct of that. So if I took Pam and raised her in the UK, you would speak with a British accent and have their customs. If I took you and raised you in Texas, you'd have a Southern draw, and maybe you wear a cowboy hat. We are a product of our environment always.
Mm-hmm.
And that is conditioning, society, neighborhood, parents, environment. Rumination, all of those things that we've been through, that's who we are now. So we wake up and we say, okay, it's not important who I've been. It's important where I am today, state of being of anxiety, fear, whatever, and then where I'm going in the future, acceptance. Retraining the mind with that diet for the mind, reconditioning the environment. The mind and the brain, two different things. The mind is everything you are. It's your muscles, your cells, your molecules, your atoms, your tissue, everything, every fiber of your being is your mind. And it's one big communications hub. It's a powerful communication center. Your brain is the center of that, the switching station. So they work hand in hand with the body to create your environment. The state of being, as you mentioned earlier, is the driver behind that. But it's all plastic. It's all moldable. Okay, so we can reshape our mind, we can reshape our brain, and they'll all respond to the data that you're feeding it. So when we're accepting, we're moving to a state of being of acceptance. When we're keeping our mind very clean and healthy, right, on a strong, healthy diet, the mind is becoming that. Then the body responds. That's all of a sudden like, you know, like, man, I slept 2 hours, and now I'm taking Benadryl instead of the Ambien or whatever. You know, I'm making healthier choices because I'm moving to what we call a state of being of acceptance. Really powerful stuff. And is that all making sense to you?
Yeah. And as it continues to get better, then I just probably won't have anxiety anymore.
Of course. You're accepting through it. So let's talk about that.
Okay.
Before we do... You know, so remember, the state of being, as you mentioned, does two things, and this is important for you to understand. The state of being does two things. The first thing the state of being does, it communicates and creates. It creates your thoughts, your emotions, your actions, or your inactions, right? But it creates all that based on the current state of being. So if I wake up Monday morning and say, life is terrific, I must be in a state of being of bliss and joy. If I wake up Tuesday morning and say, life is terrible, or I'm afraid, life is fearful, I'm in a state of being of fear. So we know what our state of being is, which is energy. State of being is energy. It's your the core. The state of being is energy, but it plays out in our thoughts, our emotions, which emotions really are a derivative of a thought. You have a thought that feels a certain way, then the emotions kick up. But it's neither here nor there. Sometimes you just have this tension in your stomach and it's there and whatever. So the state of being is, because it's in the state of being, because it's been trained and conditioned to be in the states that they're in, it communicates with you. It sends you thoughts, feelings, and experiences mm-hmm. that match it. So it's a creator. So you can experience what it is, but also a communicator, so you can know what your state of being is. So you could shift over to whatever state of being you prefer.
Yeah,
now,
I wake up like in a panic about thinking about
Well, that's who you've been. That's okay. I get it, but that's who you've been. So the second one, second thing that state of being does, as you mentioned, it acts like a magnet.
Mm-hmm.
It literally attracts everything that's in harmony with who you are.
Oh, yeah.
So if I'm in a state of being of flow and ease, then I'm going to attract things in line with that. I'm going to attract friends that are happy. I'm going to attract experiences that are joyful. I'm going to attract days that are easy. I'm going to look at the sky outside and say, man, is it beautiful. I was playing golf on Sunday morning, and I was in a little bit of a tournament-type match thing, and it was a little bit intense. But I remember standing on, like, the seventh tee. I looked up, and I said, guys, look, it's gorgeous out there, man. What a great day. That's what acceptance will bring. It'll allow me to experience the joy of a nice day. It'll attract peaceful, easy experiences if I'm in acceptance. Now, if I'm in resistance, it attracts everything in line with resistance. You saw the PDF in week two. Everything in line with resistance, fear, anxiety, stress, worry, overwhelm. Now, how can anxiety play out? Well, let's look at Pam. Anxiety could play out in panic attacks. Anxiety could play out in no sleeping. Anxiety could play out every 4 o'clock every day my mind starts racing, or at least it used to. Yesterday was the start of something new. So the mind, the state of being, will start creating these experiences that we experience. So the focus on sleeping isn't really important.
Mm-hmm.
The sleeping or lack of sleep is a byproduct of a state of being. If I'm in a state of being of anxiety, the state of being's job is to allow me to experience more anxiety. I could do that through a panic attack. I could do that through a racing mind. I could do that with health issues, high blood pressure, not sleeping at night, fear over the past, fear over the future. There's millions of ways that the state of being can give me anxiety to experience.
Mm-hmm.
So when we go to the cause, the state of being, and we fix it and get into a state of being of acceptance, I hate to use the word fix, but we're essentially going into acceptance. When we're in that state of being, then all of a sudden acceptance starts to flow, a little bit at a time like you're experiencing, but still it's pretty quick. All of a sudden, I'm a little more relaxed. I fall asleep when my husband's rubbing my back. I fall asleep for 2 hours. I'm taking Benadryl instead of the more powerful stuff, and I'm starting to see some hope. I wasn't as anxious yesterday because you've been committed to this process. And the more that you're committed to acceptance, Pam, acceptance is going to play out, and then everything in your life starts to go in line with acceptance. So, yes, the anxiety goes away. Now, anxiety is a normal state of being, and it's our permission. You know, we've got the gift to experience it, but we shouldn't experience it every day, all day. It should be like if the pilot says brace for impact, that's maybe time to experience anxiety. Or maybe when if you're on the ladder, at the roof line, a ladder falls and you're hanging on by the gutter, maybe that's a time to experience anxiety, right? So, there's times that we can experience it, and it's
but
okay.
But not all the time.
Exactly. Not all the time. You're doing great.
I went to my grandson's football game on Friday. It was a little bit too much. I think it was a little too soon.
That's okay.
And you tried it? I did, and then we went to pizza afterwards, and when I got home, I was panicking. So I told my husband I wanted to try it because we always do that.
But that's okay. You'll get back there soon. And I would guess within a couple of weeks, Pam, you're going to be fine in doing those things and coming. I love the fact that you left the house yesterday. So, again, acceptance is the cause, or I'm sorry, state of being is the cause, acceptance or resistance. What you experience in your life is the effect. So use that event that I still didn't feel comfortable to let you know that you're still in a state of being of fear or discomfort or
yeah.
anxiety. Just keep using everything that you're thinking, feeling, and experiencing as an indicator of what your state of being is, and keep accepting. So before I get back into that, so let's talk about acceptance or resistance, state of being.
So acceptance
Acceptance is everything that feels good.
Yeah.
Resistance is everything that doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
Okay? But there is no good and there is no bad. Acceptance is everything that feels good. Resistance is everything that doesn't feel good. But there is no good and there is no bad. Every state of being is necessary. Every state of being is normal. And we have to have a yin and a yang, don't we? We couldn't
yeah.
really feel happiness if we didn't also have sadness. We couldn't feel joy if we didn't have struggle. They're all necessary. If you walk into a wake or a funeral, you don't walk in there high-fiving and laughing. That's disrespectful, not the appropriate emotion.
Yeah.
Appropriate emotion is grieving, respect, empathy,
uh-huh.
compassion,
uh-huh.
right? 9/11, nobody was happy and excited when the planes hit the towers. That would have been terrible if somebody started laughing or was happy.
Yeah.
So the appropriate emotions and states of being were sadness, fear, shock, anger. All of those are normal, and all of those are necessary. So what we have to do is we have to give ourselves permission to experience it. So I always use the analogy with my dog. I've got three dogs, and Coda's, you know, ever since Coda was born, she's been like, we had a 7-hour ride home, and Kelly and I pet her the whole way. So Coda's used to love. I mean, this dog is a lover. She just comes up to you and she wants to love on you. That's how Coda has been bred, has been trained. She is literally just one big ball of love, and every time she sees us, she just, you know, rubs up against us and everything. Now, let's say every day that Coda was a puppy, I would smack her on the butt with a newspaper and yell at her. After about 3 or 4 or 5 days, what would Coda be like?
She'd be skittish, shy.
Yep. Yeah, afraid. Right. And I'd say, well, Pam, why is Coda afraid of me? And you say, well, Mike, you hit her on the butt with a newspaper every day. And you're right. I've trained her mind to be that. So the only reason, Pam, that you're in the states of being you're in is because you've trained your mind to be there. So now what?
Do you think that being reading? Hello?
One more second, okay?
Oh.
So, I might 10 o'clock so early. So, the only reason we're experiencing those is because it's been trained and conditioned.
Yeah.
Now what you're doing, Pam, is conditioning your mind to be in acceptance by embracing every state of being. It makes sense that Pam is in anxiety because she's had millions of thoughts of anxiety over her lifetime. She's had experiences that create anxiety. She had the wrist injury, all this stuff. It made sense that Coda's a lover, but if I hit her on the butt, she'd be afraid. We're a byproduct of our experiences. So
mm-hmm.
now what you're doing is you're accepting any and all resistance as normal, as necessary, as okay. And when you do, I accept moves you into acceptance. So when you accept that you're experiencing anxiety right now, temporary, and it's okay, you're no longer resisting it. And you're accepting it, which means you're consciously making a decision to move to a state of being of acceptance. And when you do that, you're in acceptance, and acceptance is expanding, and you're also eliminating and releasing, I should say, clearing out any stored resistance. Our mind is a hard drive. It stores our experiences. So any and all resistance starts to dissipate. That's the transformational piece. Go ahead.
So when I'm feeling anxiety, should I say I accept I'm experiencing anxiety right now and it's okay?
Or it's totally okay, absolutely.
Should I say a few times?
You should say it as long as you're in resistance. You could say it when you're in acceptance too. So in week 3, and I know we went over a lot today and we're running out of time, but I want to make sure you understand this. In the end of week 3, you see there's a guided acceptance recording there. Use that, and I explain it too.
Yeah.
But basically what you're doing is every time there's resistance, you're making a decision to go to acceptance. So the thought comes up, I'm anxious. I accept that I'm experiencing anxiety right now. It's okay. But I'm scared. I accept that I'm experiencing fear right now, and that's okay.
Yeah.
I don't like this. I accept that I'm experiencing judgment right now, and that's okay. I hate it. I accept that I'm experiencing hatred right now, and that's okay. But I'm having a panic. I accept that I'm experiencing anxiety right now. So every time the thought comes up, you identify the state of being and practice acceptance.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay? So what I want you to do is always be aware of your state of being by paying attention to all the things we spoke about today, and then keep going back to acceptance. Keep practicing acceptance. Now, if you're doing it right, I always tell people you're doing it about 1,000 times a day, 1,500 times. You can't do it enough. Because guess what, Pam? You spent 5 decades training your mind the other way. Now you're moving to acceptance over and over and over. I call it being an acceptance machine. Accept as much as humanly possible. And then keep that diet for the mind strict and just allow yourself to get better and better each day. Don't freak out about anything. That's what boxers for. You box for us when you're in trouble or when you feel like overwhelmed. But for right now, I just want you to practice acceptance without expectation. Practice acceptance. Clean diet for the mind, and allow things to continue to improve.
Okay.
Make sense?
It makes sense.
All right, so listen to those recordings again today. Okay. Listen to the recordings again today, and then keep practicing acceptance. So any other questions?
Well, then when I start worrying about going back to work next week.
I accept that I'm experiencing worry right now.
Worry.
That's okay.
And it's okay.
Because you don't have an appointment until a week from Monday, right?
No, I have an appointment this fall.
Monday. Yeah, so, and then if they release you, it'll still be a week or so, right, or a couple days?
Probably not. It'll be.
All right, so you just stay in acceptance until then. And then check in with me later this week. And then I would schedule your call with Doreen for next Monday. Okay, so, but just check in with us or bring anything on the Q&A. But let's just, for this week, since that's in the future, for this week, I want you to accept nonstop any fear, any overwhelm, any worry. You just keep accepting, okay?
Okay.
All right, kiddo. You got this. Just keep accepting.
Hey, I have to tell you, my husband has headaches. And so last night I said, honey, you need to accept. You need to say, I accept I'm experiencing discomfort right now.
There you go. You'll teach him. Atta girl, Pam. All right, kiddo. Great call. I give you an A+. And I'm excited. It's going to get better and better from here. All right, my friend. Reach out on Boxer if you need anything.
Okay.
All right, Pam. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.